We organised a really big street party. We had like 500 children from like 10 local schools. We had like obviously local dignitaries come down as well. And it was a really fantastic atmosphere. I think people took real great pride. There was a lot of excitement, not only in the wedding, but for me, it was an opportunity to kind of bring the communities of Gresham together. And I was really pleased with the final outcome. We were really lucky. So we worked with Gresham Borough Council, but a lot of the local businesses as well. So people donated like crisps, cakes, you know, fruit. So there was plenty for the children to eat. We had a Queen tribute group playing. So, you know, there was some music as well. And yeah, it seemed to go down really well. We just finished with the St. George's Day celebrations, obviously yesterday, which were really kind of big celebrations. So now that's out of the way. It's something we're going to look at and see if there is a scope and interest to do something, you know, for the Royal Wedding in 2018. Generally, I think everyone is just so, so busy now. And, you know, to organise any kind of event, you know, there is paperwork involved and, you know, health and safety, risk assessment stuff. And I think sometimes people with the best intention, you know, best will in the world, just do not have the time or the capacity to put something together. The issue always is that you need someone to take kind of ownership and responsibility to put it together. And, you know, for someone, you know, who maybe he's not used to, you know, organising events, you know, it can be a daunting task. I'm sure, you know, the local authority partners will make it as painless as possible. But even so, you know, when you're organising a public event, there is certain, you know, health and safety things that you need to be aware of. The work that we do as a County Quality Cohesion Council, you know, be it St. George's Day, Christmas, you know, be it Royal Weddings, we try to use events like this as an opportunity to bring communities together, you know, and to celebrate, you know, what it means to live in this fantastic country.